One of the servers in the sacristy, thinking he was very clever, said, "I know what you're going to preach on today." With the gospel text being the end of the year, being the end of exam week, and actually it turns out he was very clever and knew exactly what I am going to preach on, because it flows pretty easily from this text in our context. You will weep, but like a woman who no longer remembers her pain when she has given birth, you will see me again and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you. On that day, no one will question me about anything." So two lines in particular to take out. At the end of exam week, no one will question me anymore about anything. So you've had a few questions this week, but questions no more. And joy after pain. So I want to think about what it is that gives us joy and what it is that in this text actually the Lord is not about exams but saying should be our joy. And note three possible causes of our joy. So obviously right now, end of exam week, why are we joyful, happy, relaxed? Exams are over. No one will question you anymore about anything. And that's appropriate, but it's not going to be a Christian's or seminarian's deepest joy. Why else should we have joy? Well, we're about to go on vacation. We're about to, most of us have plenty of time to see friends and family. And that, again, is a different, appropriate joy. Not a seminarian's deepest. Our deepest joy must be to see God. And this is what the Lord is referring to here. That their grieving, their sorrow, because he would be taken from them in death, but their rejoicing would be they would see him again. Now, in our Christian living, we have many times in life when we don't see God. When he somehow becomes absent. Sometimes in our own sin, that we cloud ourselves with pride and stubbornness and self, and we just can't see things and can't see God. Or in impurity and in our passions, we cloud our thinking and we don't see God. And then there's times when it doesn't feel like it's our doing, but somehow his doing, that he withdraws himself in order that we somehow we might seek him more, but that in the meantime we don't see him. And then times when we don't see him because we're just kind of not recollected, that maybe I'm there in the pew, but I'm somehow not in the zone, and I don't see him. And to not see God is a priest's, a seminarian's deepest sadness. But when again and again and again in our living we do see him again, then this surely is our deepest joy. That he who has called us here, he who sustains us while we're here, he who leads us evermore to himself, every time we again see him, this is our joy. Now, a final thought. This summer, will we see God over the summer? That yes, right now we have joy that exams are over, joy that we're going to see friends and family, joy that we're going to be on vacation. But in the summer, the seminarian, the priest, too, needs to be careful. We don't lose sight of God over the summer. That it's easy to lose him over the summer. That we don't have the regularity of the seminary schedule. that we'll have times when we're with family who just don't understand the need for us to kind of go away for a bit and pray. And then our own ill discipline and bad priorities, it's easy to lose sight of God over the summer. And all those things can be overcome, but only if we're intentional over the summer. I want to still see him over the summer. I want to see him continually over the summer. And a summer with God means all those realities that we'll rejoice in, we can rejoice in better. That when I'm with my family, I will have more joy with them if I'm with God with them. When I'm with my friends, I'll have more joy with my friends if I'm with God with my friends. And the joy after my exams, I'll show you that too, is going to be a deeper joy if it's with God, seeing him. You will see me again, and your hearts will rejoice.